What is a cheerleader's favorite cereal?
I don't know.
What?
Cheerios!
It's time for the children's hour. This is
KU9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Try hard.
Breakfast. Are you eating breakfast? I wonder if you're eating breakfast. We could eat breakfast here in the studio. This is the Children's Hour. I am your host, Katie Stone, and oh, so happy to be with you on this beautiful Saturday in June. It's Pride Day in Albuquerque, and And can we have a little petite crew, but a great crew. Let's start over on this side. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Elliot.
Yeehaw, I'm Imogene.
Hello, I'm Siobhan.
Hey, it's Donovan.
Hi, this is Madeline.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who ate breakfast?
May.
I did.
Everybody?
Dutch baby.
I think we all did.
Speaking of Dutch babies. Today we are doing a show about breakfast. They say it's the most important meal of the day. Agree? Disagree?
Agreed.
I spend a lot more time on dinner than I do on breakfast, though.
Me too.
So how can that be that the most important meal of the day we barely spend any time on? I wonder about that.
Because we're in a rush.
Weird. Yeah, in a rush.
Unless it's on Sunday and you're sleeping in.
Or it's summer and you eat breakfast at 11.
I can't do that. I have summer camp.
I can't do that really either because there's just stuff going on in the morning. I know for me and probably for lots of the adults in the audience, our breakfast, I bet you can guess what it is. What do you think
Coffee?
It is? Yeah. Mine's not. Mine's tea, but similar. Caffeine. Caffeine loaded, a big cup of hot steaming caffeine.
Yeah.
In fact, I have one right here, here at the board. Woo! Just kidding. Yeah, it's not at the board. Can't have coffee at the board. But hey, you know, breakfast is a meal that is so different in different parts of the world. In some parts of the world, they eat things like olives for breakfast. And in other parts of the world, they eat things like noodles for breakfast.
Ooh.
Would you like that?
Sounds
okay.
Noodles would be good?
I want Roman noodles.
Ramen noodles? Roman or ramen? Which one?
Ramen.
Ramen for breakfast. Well, that would be good. And, you know, breakfast is one of those meals that it's just such a funny meal because we're always kind of rushing around, and yet it's such an important meal. We're going to talk breakfast on the Children's Hour, and Maggie's going to call in, our co-host Maggie. She's on vacation, and this show was her idea, so I want to give her a shout-out for that. She's been wanting to do a breakfast show for a long time. And also on the show today, and you're going to hear from them very soon, are our friends from the Cardboard Playhouse, and they are performing Peter and the Star Catchers. Have any of you read that book, Peter and the Star?
No.
Oh, it is such a good book. Hurry up and read it before you see the play. It's actually one of those books that you can't put down once you start. And the play version is coming up here in Albuquerque, and we're going to hear all about that. And also coming up on the show today, do you think when you eat breakfast and you eat like a bowl of Fruit Loops or something like that?
I don't eat cereal for breakfast.
Sometimes
I eat yogurt.
Sometimes you do, Imogene? You have to come to your mic, Imogene.
Sometimes I do.
But we're not allowed to have sugary cereal.
Yeah. I eat yogurt because my dad doesn't want me to get my stomach bug or anything like that. Because when I get the stomach bug, it turns out really bad.
Oh, well, I could understand that why your dad would be cautious about that. Well, we're going to talk with someone named Patricia Keene. She used to work up here at K-1 back in the day when she was a student in our music department, way back in my early days of the Children's Hour. And it's thanks to Patty that I know a lot of the great music I know about because she has an excellent ear. But she went on in life and became a nutritionist, a dietary nutritionist. And she is going to come on the show today. We're going to talk to her about what is the most possibly the best, healthiest breakfast you can feed your kids. What do you think? Do you think she's...
For fruits or smoothies?
I think probably just a bowl of fruit would be pretty good.
Yeah, let's ask her.
Smoothie!
Let's ask her. I have no idea. I don't actually know what she's going to say. And she's also going to let us know, and we're going to post this to our Facebook page, places where kids who are listening can go get food. Because, you know, one of the things that happens in the summertime, everybody's off school, right? Is everybody done with school?
Yes.
Everybody? Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of, and you're homeschooled, yeah. So you continue on. Lots of kids who are in public school, they get their first meal of the day at school. They get breakfast served at school. But then when summertime happens, they're not at school to get their breakfast. So where are they getting their breakfast? And Patty is going to tell us about the free lunch meal, the free meal programs that are all over our state and how you, parents and kids listening, can tap into that if that's something you're missing because you're not getting it at school. And there is so much more to do on the Children's Hour. Are you all ready? Donovan's back with us. Donovan.
Yay.
Yay. Donovan, do you all remember Donovan? Yeah?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
Yes? No? Donovan, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been winning like international or national prestigious awards left and right because you are an amazing kid, Donovan. But now you're joining our crew. So tell us a little bit about what you do and why you keep winning all these awards. And people have seen you on like television nationally. And what's up?
Well, for me to be so young, I run my own business called Toy and Trouble Bath, which now I actually run another business, which is kind of like Toy and Trouble Bath, which is Diamond Discovers, which is a whole plethora of different things people can do. But I run my own business, and I help out the homeless community in Albuquerque. And one of the reasons why I help out the homeless community in Albuquerque is because I was actually homeless myself. And so, really, I got to see the, I guess you could say, bigger picture of homelessness in Albuquerque, and it's such a huge population of homelessness, and I just try to help as many people as possible.
Tell us what you do to help homeless people.
I usually either ask the organization what they might need, or even if there's just a homeless person on the street, ask them what they need. And so, I give not just money or soap that I'm doing right now, just again whatever they might need, whether it's combs, toothbrushes. I really just try and do what I can.
That's wonderful. Toil and Trouble, that is the name of your company. And pretty cool that you're how old are you, by the way?
14.
And you have made soaps for the homeless, and you had a goal last year. We had you on the show to hear about your goal. You had a goal of, was it 1,000 soaps a month? Or no, it ended up being like 500 soaps a month or something.
And it was 1,000 soaps a month, which would, well, my goal was 7,200 soaps for the whole year to donate. And then since people were so gracious, I decided to increase that goal up to 10,000 soaps, sorry. And so that was 10,000 soaps made and donated to the homeless. And really, if you think about it, that's like 10,000 people helped.
That's fantastic. You met your goal.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Wow. And welcome on our crew. And a new crew member, just can say good morning, who you are. Say hello to our listening audience.
Hello.
My name is?
Name is Arjun.
Arjun is here again. Hi. We're doing breakfast. Have you had breakfast this morning? Come to your mic and tell us. Did you have breakfast this morning?
No, not yet.
Okay, right in line here with me. I have not yet either. Well,
You have.
We're going to talk breakfast on the Children's Hour. And stick with us. Peter and the Star Catchers coming up in just a moment. This is some Jack Johnson. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, talking breakfast.
Well, can't you see that it's just rain? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arm. Attention to the alarm. Wake up slow. Wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind. Can't you see, can't you see?
Jack Johnson on the Children's Hour from a CD called In Between Dreams and Banana Pancakes. I know all of you are over here on my side of the board now, but do any of you eat banana pancakes? Just say yes or no.
No.
No?
Yes.
No. Okay, I might go home and make banana pancakes. Yes. Just yes, Elliot? Are they good? Is it all the hype that Jack Johnson just said it was? Wait, I can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes, she said yes.
Sorry. With chocolate chips.
Once my sister made acorn pancakes.
Ew. I mean, yum.
Yummy.
They were with like real acorns from trees?
Yeah, with acorn like flour.
Did you eat
that we made?
Acorn?
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
There, wow. It was good.
Yeah.
Where did you get acorn flour?
We made it.
You collected acorns?
When we went backpacking.
And then you collected them and ground them up?
Yeah, in the food processor.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so ambitious. Wow, that would have never occurred to me. Dang. Well, you'll learn something new every day, and you will on the Children's Hour today. We're talking about breakfast. But in the meantime, some friends of ours are here in the studio. Good morning, Cardboard Playhouse.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Peter and the Star Catchers. Peter and the Star Catcher, I should say. It's singular. Tell us a little about what is this about.
So the story is a prequel to Peter Pan. So it's how Peter becomes Peter Pan, how Captain Hook becomes Captain Hook, how we get to Neverland to begin with. It is based on the book Peter and the Star Catchers by Dave Barry and Pearson Ridley. Ridley Pearson. Sorry.
It's one of those page turners that's so hilarious. And I take it, it's got to be a lot of fun on the stage.
It's so, so much fun. It's a blast.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. My name is Doug. I'm the co-artistic director for Cardboard Playhouse. And we're excited about doing this show because, as you know, we usually produce shows with children for basically children of all ages. And we decided to go ahead and throw a show into our season where it's actually us, the adults, and some of the kids that came through our program who are now adults.
Cool.
And so we're working again with these. We kind of still call them our kids, but
they're our
but
kids.
They're grown-ups now. But it's given us a chance to work with them again in a new capacity, in a different way. It's really exciting.
And still all ages. pretty much.
Maybe definitely over, all ages.
Oh, definitely all ages. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. How long is the show? How long does it run?
It is. It runs one weekend only. Okay. And then the length of the show, it is a full-length show with an intermission. So the little guys, they'll enjoy it, but they might not make it through the whole
thing. Oh, yeah. We're going to be crazy in the show, right?
But it's so, so much fun.
It's going to be fun.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Carissa Mitchell, and I am on the board, and I am a parent of a child that used to be in the theater company, and I am so thrilled to be in the show, and it's going to be crazy.
Wow. Casting parents. I'm paying attention here all of a sudden. No, I'm teasing. So where is it? When is it? Tell us how we can get tickets, all that good stuff.
Well, you can get tickets at southbroadwaytickets.com. And there's still lots of great seats and great tickets available. And it's going to be running next weekend, June 15th through the 18th at the South Broadway Cultural Center.
One weekend only. Right.
And I guess I need Shivani to come up to the mic here. We are going to give away some tickets.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. We're going to give away a family four-pack. Got that, Siobhan?
Mm-hmm.
Family four-pack. And I guess what number caller should win these tickets?
The fifth caller.
The kids have determined the fifth caller.
Lucky number five.
And the numbers to call, please, are
277-5615 or toll free at 888-277-5615.
Peter and the Starcatchers is a play by Rick Elise, and it's got music. You guys are singing.
Oh, we're singing. Oh, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. I bet. It's running next weekend only, Thursday through Sunday. There are evening performances and a matinee on Sunday. For tickets, go to southbroadwaytickets.com or try to win them right here on the Children's Hour. Be the fifth caller, 277-5615, toll-free 888-277-5615. Peter and the Starcatcher, one weekend only. Promise you, you will laugh and laugh and laugh and
so
laugh.
So much laughing.
It's really Absolutely. Silly. Super silly.
I love it. Thank you all.
Thank you for having us on,
Thank
Katie.
You.
Thanks, Katie.
277-5615 to win the tickets. 888-277-5615 if you're out of town. Family four-pack for any show next weekend.
It's not like bringing a dog to a dance or a hammerhead shark to your home.
It's just
breakfast for dinner.
We want
breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, man.
Breakfast for dinner. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum, yeah. You know what's real groovy is biscuits and gravy and maybe some bagels and lox. The tastiest sauce.
Topping on cereal, like when you want something fast, but
bananas.
A little special.
Bananas rule.
Every once in a blue moon, when you're feeling like switching it up, you might eat a frittata with your spoon or put a soft boiled egg in your cup. It's not like putting on shoes and pants or brushing your brush with a tooth. It's not like bringing a dog to a dance or a hammerhead shark.
Yummy, yummy, yum, yum, yeah.
What's in mama's basket?
Some veggie links.
And some fish that stinks.
Why, just the other day I went to grandma's house.
Smelled like she conjured up a mouse.
Eggs was frying.
Ham was smelling.
In 10 minutes, she started yelling.
Come and get it!
And the gettings look good. I said I shouldn't eat it. She said, I think you should.
But I can't. I'm plagued by vegetarians.
No cats and dogs. I'm not a veterinarian.
Strictly collard greens and an occasional steak.
Goes on my plate. Asparagus tips look yummy, yummy, yummy.
Candy M's inside my tummy.
A collage of good eats. Some snacks, some nice treats.
Applesauce and some nice red beets.
This is what we snacked on when we're questing.
No second guessing.
I don't eat no ham and eggs. Cause you're high in cholesterol.
I dig it, dig it, dig it.
Do you eat them?
No tip, do you eat them?
You are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, A Tribe Called Quest. That was A Tribe Called Quest. And from Ham and Eggs is the name of that song. Breakfast for Dinner was JoJo and the Pinecones from a brand new release called Night and Day. And we are talking about breakfast. You're hearing about breakfast because we're thinking about breakfast. And we're going to keep thinking about breakfast. And we had a winner, by the way, for the Cardboard Playhouse. Congratulations to Quaha, I think is what I saw. Where was it? Oh, yeah, Quahu Sraha. I'm sure I ruined your name. But congratulations to you on the Family 4-Pack. If you didn't win and you really wanted to, get your tickets for Peter and the Starcatcher at southbroadwaytickets.com. Next weekend only is when it's being performed. What a fun thing to do. We're going to come back with more stuff for you. We've got Maggie coming on the phone. We've got a nutritionist coming on the phone. There is a real live Dutch baby here in the studio. I'm telling you, we're going to poke it with the fork. Stay tuned. This is just a goofy song that we found. So we decided to play it.
Yeah!
Listening to the Children's Hour.
This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
You are tuned to the Children's Hour here on KUNM. And we are talking breakfast in the studio. We even have breakfast in the studio. I'm going to do this. Maggie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Maggie, this show was your idea. I know you're on vacation.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate you calling. And tell us why you wanted to do a show about breakfast.
Because breakfast is awesome. You just get to wake up and then you get to eat. If anyone questions you, why are you eating food at 6 in the morning or whatever time you wake up? And you say, because breakfast.
Because breakfast. Maggie, what's your favorite thing to eat for breakfast?
Breakfast burritos and pancakes.
We just had a song about breakfast burritos, the Yum Yum Breakfast Burrito song, which was done by Perry Grip, in case you were loved it so much you want to go buy that song. Well, Maggie, we love breakfast here in the studio, and I'm sorry you're not with us because in the studio, Elliot, hey.
Hi.
Elliot brought us a Dutch baby.
Yeah, it's not Dutch and it doesn't resemble a baby, but it's really good.
It is a Dutch baby. It's squealing. Ooh. Well, Maggie, I want to thank you for calling us in on the breakfast show. Any advice you have out there for listeners in listener land about maybe making their own breakfasts?
Okay. So first rule of making breakfast, if you're cutting something, never cut towards yourself because then you'll cut yourself if you slip. Because
that's a good
rule. You don't want to die.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose a finger.
Whoa.
You don't want to have a finger for breakfast in your burrito.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, I don't like fingers
anyway,
in my breakfast burrito.
That's not going to be fun. She'd be like, no, that was my favorite finger.
Oh, man. And okay, so what else? And that was, you said that was first, as if there's a second thing about making your own.
Have breakfast burritos. If you don't know what a breakfast burrito is, then, and you think you know what the best breakfast is, you're missing out. You don't even know because breakfast burritos are so good. Because they can have eggs, bacon, cheese, and hash browns. Which, like, if you're vegetarian, you can just not have bacon. But, like, there are so many things you can have. You can have salsa. You can just, like, make a giant one and put, sauce on top of it.
That's
with a knife and a fork. And you just, like, it's just, like, you have, you have, like, your eggs and bacon, but you also have potatoes and cheese. And it's wrapped in a tortilla, and just in one big bite, and it's just like, delicious.
So, Maggie, you eat your breakfast burrito in one bite?
No, when you bite it,
I'm totally teasing you.
All the wrapped up together.
You eat all these awesome things in one bite, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
I get it.
You know, if you're eating something and you're like trying to get all of it in, if you're like. For example, if you're eating dinner, you have, like, I don't know, like, chicken and rice. You're trying to get a bite with rice and chicken. Burritos have already got that step done for you.
I see. Oh, that's great. So, Maggie, the breakfast burrito person, we look forward to when you come back from your vacation. Thank you for calling us on the Children's Hour, and thanks for the great idea for the show. We'll be thinking of you as we eat this Dutch baby.
Yeah. I haven't actually had breakfast yet.
Oh, well, time to eat it right now, Maggie. Time to eat it right now. Thanks for calling, Max. Thanks for calling. Stick with us on the Children's Hour. Our friend Patty is coming up next, and she's going to and also, we've got a Dutch baby, and we're going to get a recipe for you all on the Children's Hour, the breakfast show. Woohoo!
I love my cereal. Save the box, stop, it's good.
cereal, which is from the Verve Pipe. The Family Album is the name of that CD. And on the phone with us, and I'm pretty sure I'm getting your title wrong here, Patty, and I'm sorry about that, but Patty Keene, tell us your title, Patty.
Sure. So I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, and I work at the UNM Prevention Research Center, and I run a couple of different programs that are mostly focused on child nutrition and mostly really focused on younger kids between that 3 to 5 year range.
Will you talk to us about, we're talking about breakfast on the Children's Hour this morning, and I know so many, and we just played a song about cereal, and we have a Dutch baby here, and we're about to give that recipe that we're eating in the studio. And what is the deal with breakfast? What is the best possible breakfast a kid can have?
Well, so the best possible breakfast that a kid can have really is something that, number one, they want to eat, that's realistic for them to either prepare for themselves or to have a parent or a caregiver make for them. But as far as sort of what should be in there, you definitely want to have high fiber, so whole grains, also good protein. So that can be things like yogurt, milk, so if you're talking about cereal, for example, to have a whole grain cereal that's low in sugar and to have some milk, that's a perfect breakfast. And for a lot of us, that's how a lot of us start the day that way. And for a lot of us too, as kids, that was sort of the first meal we probably could prepare for ourselves. Too, as solo kids, right? Like that's kind of the first thing when you're a little kid that you can really do on your own is pour yourself a bowl of cereal. And I'm glad you guys are talking about cereal, because that's one of the things about cereals is that can be and one of the things, of course, we're real concerned about with all of us, but also with kids, is a lot of sugar intake, because, kids are sweet enough, so we don't need them to have a lot of extra sugar. And a lot of times they get a lot of too much sugar from cereal. So a good sort of a benchmark to look at and a guideline to look at is when you're choosing cereals in the store is to look for cold cereals that have a whole grain as a first ingredient. So that could be whole oats, whole corn, whole wheat. And usually it'll say right in front, whole, W-H-O-L-E. And then if you look at the sugar content, and this is looking at the nutrition facts label that's on the side of the box, so you can kind of not pay attention to the stuff on the front of the box, because there's sometimes that can be confusing, all of those messages, and you're not really sure. But if you looked at two things on the side of a cereal box, and we talk to parents and kids about this all the time, if you look at the side of a cereal box, the nutrition facts label, look for a whole grain as the first ingredient, and then where sugars are listed, look for something that's around 6 or 7 grams per serving.
6 or 7 grams per serving is like the max, yep, really, that you want from
right.
And we have a question here in the studio.
What about smoothies? Like, what's
so
good
smoothies
to put in?
Smoothies are great. And the thing you want to be a little careful about is, depending on what you're putting in there, because some people just use milk, some people use yogurt. So yogurts are another vehicle for a lot of sugar too. So you want to be a little bit careful about that. But smoothies are great because they're quick, they're fast. You can throw them in a cup and have them in the car on the way to school or soccer or whatever, wherever you're headed. And it's also a great way to get extra fruit in there too. And that's also another thing with cold cereals too, is if you add fruit to those. So, I know I like to add, blueberries to Cheerios, which, as point of reference. So Cheerios have 1 gram of sugar per cup. So that's kind of, when we're thinking about that 6 or 7 grams, there's actually a lot of cereals that fall into those categories. And then as far as other things, so having, oatmeal is great. You want to be careful about things like, toaster pastries. Those can kind of, things like Pop-Tarts and those types of things, because those can essentially be the same nutritional makeup as a candy bar.
Whoa,
and,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you really want to look at those nutrition facts labels and look at that sugar. You know, breakfast is so important. It's the way to refuel your day after, you know, you've been sleeping for 8, 10, 12 hours, depending on how old you are. And so you really want to be able to refuel. And so that's why it's such an important a meal to get. And also, you know, we know, like, our moods can drop, you know, by the mid-morning. We kind of get sluggish or cranky if we haven't had at least a small meal. And as far as for parents, they should be having breakfast too. You know, it's great to model that. So for those of us who maybe don't have breakfast or feel like we don't have time, it's in order to get our kids to eat breakfast, we want to have breakfast ourselves. As far as some like good tips, you want to make sure to, you know, stock the kitchen with good healthy breakfast options. Try to prepare the night before, especially if, you know, you have a hectic group trying to get out of the house in the morning. And also as much as you can let kids plan and to help prepare. So, you know, kids should be able to be part of planning those meals as much as possible. The other thing when we talk about sugar, and this is a good guideline, you know, for we really want kids to have 25 grams or less of sugar, and that's about 6 teaspoons a day. And this is a good math problem for anyone who's looking for a little math problem to do today. So 1 teaspoon of sugar is equal to 4 grams. So if you go through and look at the labels, the nutrition labels in your house, and you take however many grams of sugar are listed and divide that by 4, that will tell you how many teaspoons. Because it's hard to picture grams. So, but picturing a teaspoon is a lot easier. So, for example, in a can of soda, like Pepsi or Coke or whatever it might be, any type of like 12-ounce can of soda, there's about 40 grams of sugar.
Whoa.
So if you divide 40 by 4, that's 10 teaspoons.
Wow.
So already
that's too much.
More.
That's too much. We have a couple questions from kids in the studio, and we're kind of running on short on time.
Yeah.
And let's start with you, Imogene. Yes.
Is toast and jam a good breakfast?
Toast and jam is good. If you can, make sure the toast is with whole grain bread, like whole wheat bread or something like that. Yep. Another one that's really good is if you can have peanuts, is to have peanut butter. Because that has less sugar and it has more protein, so it'll stick with you a little bit longer. That's the other thing, too, about something like, you know, like milk and dairy and cheese and peanut butter and beans and all those great protein sources, is they stick with you a little longer so you won't get as hungry.
Patty, we're running out of time, but I wanted to make sure we get the news out about where can kids who maybe can't, you know, it's hunger and nutrition is a problem for them because they don't have, you know, New Mexico has what, 1 in 5 children are hungry. And it's important for us to remember that always. Where can folks go to find information about the Summer Food Program? Can you just give us the website?
So it's summerfoodnm.org. And then they can also text the word food, F-O-O-D, or comida, C-O-M-I-D-A, if you need the information in Spanish. So if you text either food or comida to the number 877-877, then it will kick, and then it will ask you for your zip code, and you enter in your zip code, and it will tell you the sites that are nearby.
That's fantastic. Patty
Keene. Yeah, really cool.
She's a registered dietitian. She's working at UNM somewhere and works especially on children's food and children's health and well-being and nutrition. Patty, I know you're in the middle of a meeting, and I so appreciate you stepping out and talking with us on the Children's Hour this morning.
Absolutely.
We have posted.
Thanks for inviting me.
Patty gave us a whole list of wonderful links that you can learn more about child's nutrition, and we have posted those to our Children's Hour page. That's facebook.com/KUNMKids. Patty Keene, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour this morning.
Thanks, everybody.
This is probably not what you should eat for breakfast.
Last night I dreamed about cake for breakfast. 2 big pieces just for me. They're standing there on a paper platter, covered with a doily. The light inside the refrigerator shined a moonbeam on their head, on which was written a bold
cake for breakfast is definitely not a great idea. You know, we wanted to get in here a little bit about, well, you're eating your cereal or bacon and eggs or waffles or whatever, what kids around the world eat for breakfast. And we learned that kids in France and Spain and Italy, they just get a quick meal of pastries, maybe a slice of fruit, glass of juice or milk. But kids in Germany get all of that, plus they get cold cuts and cheese. But in Burkina Faso, breakfast is very different. These kids get a millet seed porridge. That sounds really good to me. Malawi, lucky kids will get a cornmeal hot cereal called fala with soy and groundnut flour. It's deep, and they get deep fried fritters made out of cornmeal, onions, garlic, and cheese. Doesn't that sound good? Chilies are in there. There's boiled sweet potato and pumpkins in Malawi. And we say these kids are lucky because half of the children in Malawi are chronically undernourished. In Russia, where Putin is king, kids are commonly given a bowl of beet soup called borscht. And in Filipino children are served chocolate rice pudding and a side of salted dried fish. Yeah, you stop. And in Iceland, breakfast is typically hot oatmeal cooked in water or milk, served with brown sugar and butter and fruit and sour milk. You know what else kids in Iceland get? They get a swig of lycee, cod liver oil. Yeah, it's important because Iceland doesn't have a lot of sunlight and kids need supplemental vitamin D, which is abundant in fish oils. In the Netherlands, breakfast is very sweet. Milk is served with bread, unsalted butter, and sprinkles. Like as in the sprinkles we put on cookies. They have multiple flavors like chocolate and vanilla and fruit. And the chocolate sprinkles are called hagelslag, which translates to hailstorm. In Brazil, kids drink coffee with milk. And studies show that kids in Brazil are able to concentrate better in school than their non-caffeinated American peers.
Really?
Maybe we should be giving you all coffee. A typical breakfast for a kid in Brazil is a cup of coffee and slices of ham and cheese and bread and butter. But Japanese kids, they have a radically different breakfast. Stir-fried green peppers, dried fish, soy sauce, sesame seeds, raw eggs mixed with soy sauce poured over hot rice.
Weird.
It's called kinpira. A kinpira dish is a dish of lotus and burdock roots and carrots sautéed with sesame seeds, soy sauce, and sweet rice wine. Their parents put more effort into breakfast, I think.
That's for sure.
Than I do. They also always have a cup of miso soup on the side. In Istanbul, Turkey, breakfast has eggs. Hard-boiled egg is typical with a slice of brown bread and black olives. Tomato slices, strawberry jam, Nutella spread, and butter soaked in honey.
Delicious.
In Ireland, there's a saying that goes, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dine like a pauper. Breakfast is a very big deal. It includes meat, maybe bacon and sausage, eggs, vegetables, potatoes, all fried in Irish butter. It's Irish soda bread on the side or brown bread and a strong cup of tea. And in Scotland, that breakfast can also include haggis, which is a type of sausage made from sheep heart, liver, and lungs.
Ugh.
Oh, you should see Elliot's face. In Colombia, kids will eat arepa, which is a dense, sweet corn pancake, and it's topped with butter, eggs, meat, and jam. And in southern India, kids eat a dish called idli, which is made of fermented lentils and rice. In China, kids will eat fried dough sticks called yu tao and some warm soy milk. And in Australia, they eat Vegemite, you know, Vegemite, that weirdo spread. It's a salty paste that's spread on bread. And they also eat a lot of fruits. And breakfast is a lot like American breakfast. But in Korea, breakfast always has kimchi, which is it's a spicy pickled cabbage. You know, there's a lot more breakfast from around the world, but we're running out of time on the Children's Hour. We have so much more to do for you. You are listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. And lots more, our family events calendar, KUNM Kids Birthday Club, and so much more coming up. The Dutch baby recipe. Hey, we better get in there on this. Where is your Dutch baby recipe? We've been eating it. It's beautiful. We're going to post pictures. What is your recipe for Dutch babies?
So first you have to preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit and put a pan, like a 12-inch pan or skillet, in the oven as it preheats. Meanwhile, mix 3 eggs, 3/4 cup milk, 3/4 cup flour, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Put 5 tablespoons, yes, 5 tablespoons, that's a lot, butter in the hot pan. Mm. When it's melted, pour the batter into the hot pan and cook in the oven for 15 to 20 minutes until it's brown and has poofed up. Eventually, it will, like, kind of shrink, and you can transfer it to a serving plate and put pretty much any kind of topping you want on it and cut it into wedges and eat it.
It is delicious. Thank you so much for making us a hot Dutch baby this morning, Elliot. What a wonderful treat. We're going to post that recipe to the Children's Hour Facebook page. KUNM Kids is the at KUNM Kids at Facebook. You can always find us, the Children's Hour, on KUNM. We've got almost no time left, but we're going to slip this song in and get back with our family events calendar. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour. This is Trout Fishing in America.
Your teeth and bear it, girl. I don't love you no more. Now don't get that glazed look on your face. Hey, I'm begging you to leave me. I've never saw such misery. Hey, I'm begging you to leave me, darling. Toast in my mouth.